This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado researchers have developed a new tool to help break down forever chemicals found in things like cleaning products and nonstick cookware. The device, developed at CSU and CU Boulder, uses LED lights to break down the chemicals. Up until now, there has been no effective way to destroy the substances known as PFAS. They can persist in the environment for thousands of years and cause many adverse health effects. Denver traffic is back. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
It took 4 years, but in 2023, the number of vehicle miles traveled in the Denver region climbed back to where it was in 2019, before the pandemic. That's about 85 million miles a day, according to a new report from the Denver Regional Council of Governments. Teleworking continues to scramble when exactly people are driving, but evening rush hour on some highways is right back to where it was in 2019, or even worse. The report also says the average person drives less than they used to, but there are more people now, so Denver's roads are just as crowded. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The National Park Service has withdrawn a plan to ban climbing anchors and bolts from wilderness areas. Eric Murdoch is deputy director of the Access Fund, a climbing advocate group based in Boulder. He says he's thrilled about the news.
This win really preserves a lot of Colorado's history in terms of the outdoors.
The announcement from the federal agency comes after more than a year of disputes over a potential ban between climbers and wilderness advocates. You are listening to CPR News. It's 6:06.